The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias's own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. How sordid is this tale that we have in front of us? And I think when we read the martyrdom of John the Baptist, we really ought to be observant of how twisted sin is and how distorted everything becomes when, in fact, we go down the path that is not of God. And here we can see it quite plainly. Herod actually admires John in some way. And yet because of his lusts and because of now the guests around him, because of his pursuit of honor and of not wanting or willing to look, say, silly or foolish in the sight of others, this sordid tale twisted, and finally we see the death of John the Baptist. I'm not saying that Herod here can be excused for what he's done, because he's the one who at every single turn is choosing not the way of righteousness and justice. He's choosing to follow, say, his own disordered passions and desires. And it goes back then to this little tale of Herod marrying Herodias, his brother's wife, and John saying, "That's not marriage." And we can translate to our day, if we want, the defense of marriage and how significant it is. Now, I'm not just talking about legally, although that's a fight that we really ought to be engaged in. I'm talking about even the fact that we have to create here a culture in which every marriage is supported. I wasn't actually thinking about this passage in my prayer this morning, but this is one of the things that came up in prayer for me this morning, was that we need to form a culture here that supports every marriage. We need to, if there was one thing that we could do as a community, it would be to figure out how to leverage our resources to support every marriage. And not just the marriages of people who are here in this church or who happen to be here on Sunday, but everybody around us, every marriage around us. But we miss the point if we focus so much on that particular issue. John is proclaiming the fact that Herod's marriage is unlawful so as to say that Herod is not Israel's true king. So he cannot be who he claims to be. And John can make that declaration with his life and with his death because he knows Israel's true king. It's Jesus. So it's ours to make John's profession our own with our lives, and so too, if God calls on us with our death, that Jesus is the world's true King, and we're unwilling to let anyone or anything take his place.